seem to listen to the ground beneath their feet. To the voices in the oceans, to the whispers in the trees. Now the water's rising, it's getting hard to breathe. I say it's not my problem, not my problem, till it's breaking over me. Glass. I hear the wall of the dam just cracked. Put your heart in a burlap sack. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes back. Walls are not the answer when the bottom's caving in. This tide won't stop coming. It's gonna be sink or swim. Ooh, waist deep in the water, there ain't no higher ground. Ooh, Lord, if we're still worth it, have mercy on us now. Time's up, break the glass. Put your heart in a burlap sack. You better be ready. Time's up, break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just crack. It's a little too late to get your life on track. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes. Time's up, break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just crack. Put your heart in the burlap sack. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes. Time's up, break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just crack. It's a little too late.
I know just turns to bones and dust. Death comes for all who live. How much you got to give? 'Cause when that great highway calls, then ride we must. One day I'll know the kind of things no living man knows. One day I'll reach the ultimate high. 100 miles to no man's land. Ride or die. I started running just to get away from something. Ain't no freedom like that wide open road. No destination, no direction. One day I'll reach the ultimate high. crash, who will burn and who will see tomorrow in tonight. Ride or die.
Is music from Graham Jones. He is a mixed blood Ojibwe Anishinaabe singer who is living in Toronto. My friend Derek Danham has been working on some music with him, and that is a brand new song called Ride or Die. Also before that, music from the wonderful Don Amaro, who's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and he released this single on January 17th. So it's brand new music from Don. It's called Break the Glass, and his new album is set for release on February 28th of 2025. This song is a battle cry, and it was an amazing song. When I first heard it, I had to play it. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. Here's a great singer who was huge in the soul music scene in the 1960s and rebounded later on in his career. But this is from way back when. This is from 1964, and Solomon Burke from the album Rock and Soul. Here is Cry to Me on the Jukebox.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be said. Walk with me. Oh, oh yeah. Then you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like a cry?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like a crack?
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from Alison Krauss and Union Station, The Lucky One, from their Live from the Louisville Palace, Kentucky. I love Alison Krauss. She's such an effortless singer. In fact, Robert Plant started singing with her, Robert from Led Zeppelin, and accredits her for actually teaching him how to sing. That blows my mind. We've got music from Betty LaVette coming up, The Last Goodbye with Odessa, and this is a song that came out in 2022. It's a wonderful, wonderful tune that I think you're going to dig, from a sample from the 1965 classic Let Me Down Easy. Mean to Me, also on the show. This is a song from Rita Coolidge, an American recording artist who was really popular during the 70s and early 80s. Her songs were on Billboard magazine, pop, country, adult, contemporary, and jazz charts. She pretty much did it all. We're going to play a song from Rita called Mean to Me. Also on the show, Raven Reed, who is from Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, met her at the CBC inaugural music residency for Indigenous artists, and she is wonderful, a very deep-feeling artist. We're going to play a song called A Johnny Cash Night from Raven Reed in just a second. But I'd like to play one of my favorite road songs. I'm on the road right now. I'm in Great Britain touring and having a great time right now in London, and then I'm off to Sheffield, but this is one of the songs that I always put on while we're driving. It's a song by Asleep at the Wheel. I guess it's not a name, because who wants to do that when they're touring? But this is such a fun song to listen to. Here on the jukebox for your listening pleasure is The Letter That Johnny Walker Read.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said. Thinking of his wife and little children at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. And then John, he stared off into that street light, and a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. It was him lying drunk there in that gutter, clutching in his hand the letter that Johnny Walker read, and this is what it said.
Oh, it's a job. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Open mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases. From any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
This is Bird Note. It's not a stretch to say that Keenan Walker got one of the most unusual job offers you can get. To be the duck master of the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. That means he would leave the hotel's five ducks on a daily march to the fountain in the lobby, a bizarre and beloved tradition that draws visitors from all over. But all the previous duck masters Keenan knew of were white.
And to be honest, like when I was offered the position, I was hesitant to do it because I didn't fully know the history behind it, and I never saw a duck master who looked like me.
But Keenan, a history buff who previously worked as a tour guide at the National Civil Rights Museum, later learned that a black man named Edward Pembroke was the one who created the duck march in the 1940s.
I would like to think that when it was, you know, whoever's day to march the ducks, I would like to think that they felt a little bit more important that day, you know what I mean? Or they felt a little bit more respected because they weren't just the guy carrying bags back and forth. They were the person spearheading the ceremony that people came to see. When I found out that Mr. Pembroke started the Duck March, I accepted the position to honor Mr. Pembroke, to honor the men who were downgraded and weren't treated with the respect that they deserve.
Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you all will, let's send some love out to all of our outstanding veterans.
Keenan can be found most days leading the world-famous Peabody Ducks in their marches to and from the hotel's lobby.
And if you see me, don't hesitate to say hi.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Logo didn't bo, logo didn't bo, logo didn't bo.